Today, we'd like to see the book of Luke, chapter 11, verses 1 to 13, under the title of Ask. Two online words, multitudes, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 1, now it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceases, that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. What is a prayer? Question 2, in verse 8, I say to you, though he will not rise and give it to him, because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. What is Jesus teaching? The last question 3, in verse 13, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? What do you see? First of all, we'd like to see brief background. Verses 1 to 2, Jesus taught about the Lord's Prayer, certain model, how to pray to the Lord. The second part, verses 5 to 8, Jesus is teaching persistent prayer. Last part, verses 9 to 13, Jesus talks about ask and seek and knock for the Holy Spirit, First one, now it came to pass as he was praying in a certain place. Here, in a certain place, which means a certain isolated place from his disciples. So here we can see the prayer. Jesus was a man of prayer. So prayer means simply a talking to the Father, or a communication with God the Father. So the prayer shows Jesus' communion with the Father. So we can apply prayer. Prayer simply meaning we are talking with God the Father. So here, Jesus always prayed before every major decision. One example, before Jesus was crucified, Jesus prayed on Gethsemane Garden 3 times. Lord, take away this cup, but your will shall be done. This cup means crucifixion. Jesus doesn't want to non-relationship with God the Father while he was crucified. That's why Jesus said, take an offering, this cup, but you will be done. So before major decision, Jesus made a prayer to God the Father. So finally, Jesus submitted to be crucifixion for us. Then, when he ceased, Jesus stopped his praying. Then one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray as John. Here, John meaning John the Baptist, also taught his disciples. Then verse 2, so Jesus said to them, when you pray, say, hear Lord's Prayer. The model of a prayer. First of all, our Father in heaven. So first, we should indicate to whom we talk. Here, to our Father. Who is our Father? So showing the relationship between a child of God and God the Father. So we are the children of God. So our Father in heaven, which meaning we are prayers, are children of God. So then, hallowed be your name. Who is God? God is a creator. So one example, Book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 17, but show that it spreads no further among the people. Let us every severely threaten them that from now on they speak to no man in this name. Simply, officer, public officer, told to Peter and his disciples, do not preach gospel to the people. So severely threatened. So Peter and his disciples to preach gospel to the people. Then his disciples came together, prayer, verse 24. So when they heard that, they raised their voice to God the Father. To whom? God the Father, with one accord, and said, all together, Lord, you are God, who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them. So they recognized God the Father. God the Father created the whole universe. When we face problems, we see the Father creator, and then we see the problems would become leader. So little. So the problem would be looks no problem compared to the creator of the universe. That's why prayer to God the Father is so powerful. Here, hallowed be your name. So your name is strength. The Proverbs chapter 18 verse 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, strength. So when we cast out devils, we said, in Jesus' name, cast away devil. So Jesus' name itself, strong tower. The righteous man run to it, run to the name of the Lord and are safe. So we run to the name of the Lord, we'll be safe. We'll have no snare. So hallowed be by your name. So we should glorify his name. Then your kingdom come, you will be done on earth as is in heaven. So this world is contrary to God's world. That's why we said your kingdom come here soon. You will be done on earth. So the book of the Bible, anti-book, last portion, Revelation chapter 22, verses 20-21 also, Jesus said, Jesus who testified to these things said, surely I am coming quickly. Then the John the Apostle said, amen, even so, come Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus is coming quickly to conquer this earth for millennial kingdom. Then 21, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. So entire Bible, last portion also, the John Apostle said, even so, come Lord Jesus quickly. So your kingdom come, you will be done on earth as it in heaven. Then verse 3, give us day by day our daily bread. Here is a material thing, not spiritual thing. So in order to sustain our physical body, we need daily bread. So it's a request for necessity. It's nothing wrong as long as it is not exceeding our necessity, not from lust. So for example, Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, but seek first, here Jesus indicate priority, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, all these necessities, like to sustain our physical body, we need a food, daily bread, also we need clothes, also we need a large sleeping place. All these things shall be added to you. So first we should seek the kingdom of God, but our necessity So we recast our necessity would be nothing wrong, but problem is excess above our necessity, such as greed or lust, you know, would be a problem. Then, first of all, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. So, here, Matthew chapter 9, verses 2 to 6, our sin related to salvation, only God can forgive our sins related to salvation, related to eternal death. Matthew chapter 9, verses 2 to 6 said, then behold, look, they brought to Jesus a paralytic lying on a bed, paralyzed patient. When Jesus saw their face, he said to the paralytic, son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you. Here your sins related to eternal death, salvation. And at once some of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemes. So disglorified God, blasphemes. But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, why do you think evil in your heart? For which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven you, or to say arise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has a power on earth to forgive sins. Then he said to the paralytic, arise, take up your bed and go to your house. So Jesus has a power to forgive our sins. That's why we believe in Jesus as the Lord and Savior. So all sins would be forgiven, then are saved. So here, then forgiving relationship with the Father, we need extending to neighbors. Because God the Father forgave our sin through the blood shed of Jesus Christ. So our forgiving relationship with God the Father, because our sins were forgiven by the redemption of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's why we have a relationship with God the Father. So that kind of the relationship arising from forgiveness extending to neighbors. So somebody offended me, so we can forgive the offense, or a bad word against me, so we can forgive them, because God the Father, you know, forgive us, you know, first. Matthew chapter 18, verses 21-22, here, then how many times? Then Peter came to Jesus and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me, or my brother offend against me, and I forgive him? Up to seven times. So Peter thinks seven is a symbol of a perfectness, perfect number. So that's why seven, you know, would be enough. But Jesus said to Peter, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. So 490 times. So which meaning, you know, limitless. So whenever so you are offended by your neighbor, so you should, you know, forgive them, because God the Father, you know, forgive us, you know, first. So we should extend the forgiveness to our neighbors. And do not lead us into temptation. Here, lead us not into temptation means protect us from temptation. Because James chapter 1, verse 13 to 15, let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, because God is good, so cannot be tempted by evil, nor does God himself tempt anyone, but each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. So desire or lust come to sin, sin grew up to the death. So here meaning, do not lead us into temptation, which meaning protect us from temptation. Also Matthew chapter 6, verses 22 and 23, the lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? So watch for your sight. You see bad thing, you know, tempted thing, you know, your flesh might be tempted in evil thing. So your eye should be good, you know, not your eye turn to bad thing, you know, evil thing. Then verses 5, here is Jesus is teaching prayer. Jesus said to them, which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me three loaves, for a friend of mine has come to me on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within or from inside and say, do not trouble me, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give to you. I say to you, although he will not rise and give it to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence or importunity, that's a synonym, importunity. King James said importunity, New King James persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. Basically, he's a friend and got in a trip, in a long journey, so he came back home at midnight, so he has no food, so he knocked on the door, you know, he's a friend home, but his friend said, every my family, you know, are sleeping, so don't bother me. But he knocked on the door, you know, consistently, so finally he opens his door, then whatever you need, so he provides, you know, the bread to him. Here is, you know, Jesus does not teach us to persist in your position until God gives in, but to pray without ceasing. Because Jesus here teaching the main subject, the prayer. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, prayer without ceasing. This is the will of God concerning you in the Lord Jesus Christ. So rejoice always, pray without ceasing, for everything give thanks. This is the will of God concerning you in the Lord Jesus Christ. So pray without fainting. So this is Jesus' teaching. So persistent prayer or pray without ceasing. Matthew chapter 6, verse 8. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the thing you have need of before you ask him. So which meaning, before our prayer, we should, our heart should be tuned up to God's heart. Then we pray to the Lord, you know, at God's heart. And prayer opened the door to allow God to do what God is wanting to do all along. God gives us our free will, the power of a choice, not force on you what you don't want. So that's why, first of all, we should repent our sins. Then is our heart and should be tuned up to the Lord. Then is we have is a willing heart, you know, to pray to the Lord, you know, ask according to God's will. So here, verse 9, so I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. So according to God's will, seek and you will be found, knock and it will be opened. John chapter 15, verse 16, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. He may give you. He allows to give you. So, verses 1 and 2, John chapter 15, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Jesus said, I am the true vine. Every branch in me does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may more fruit. So basically, our branch, we are branch. We should in vine the Lord Jesus Christ bear fruit. So which meaning this one ask, so it shall be given, you will find, knock, it will be opened. It does not mean, for example, if you want to steal something, so you ask the God, Lord, help me, you know, to steal, you know, that certain product wisely. In that case, God would not answer because God is good. So our prayer should be according to God's will, because Jesus is a true vine. We are branch, so we should be in true vine. There are times we could bear a lot of fruit, but if not, you know, in true vine, so we could not bear, you know, fruit. Verse 10, for everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? This is any father is earthly father, not godly father. Or if he asks for fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? Even human fathers who have mistakes gives their children good things. How much more our perfect heavenly Father gives the best thing? Verse 13. If you then being evil, here being evil meaning earthly father, which is not good enough to be God the Father. That's why I said being evil, because all men are sinners. Being evil, not good enough to be God the Father. Being evil, know how to give a good gift to your children. How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Here is Jesus, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the best thing, because the Holy Spirit is God. Holy Spirit is the leader of all Christians, how to live wisely to glorify God. Also, Holy Spirit gives the power or we overcome. So we cannot live by human might or human power, but by the power of the Holy Spirit. So we need a tremendous need, Holy Spirit, for our Christian life. John chapter 15, verse 26, but when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. So the Holy Spirit testify of Jesus Christ. So our life should be led by the Holy Spirit. So at that moment, so we need the Holy Spirit tremendous. The Holy Spirit controller of us. Let's see each question. In verse 1, now it came to pass as he was praying in a certain place, when he sees that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. What is a prayer? Simply a talking to the Father, talking to God the Father. So that's an answer or communication with God the Father. Question 2, in verse 8, I say to you, though he will not rise and give it to him because he's a friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. What is Jesus teaching? Jesus teaching persistent prayer, or prayer without ceasing, without fainting, without being discouraged. Question 3, in verse 13, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? What do you see? So we need, tremendous need, is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the best gift for all Christians. Let's pray all together, then we'll close our Bible study.